Okay, Chair, we are rolling and ready to record.
Perfect, thank you. Good morning, Morro Bay. My name is Steve Allen. I am the chair of the Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board. I have 9:07 a.m. here this Thursday, September 17th. We are meeting via Zoom teleconference today due to the circumstances of 2020. I'd like to establish a quorum, which I don't believe we have at this time, but we hope to have shortly. Amish Patel is here, Joan Solu, City Manager Scott Collins is on the line, and staff Megan Leninger and Heather Goodwin. And Chris Kosteka should be joining us shortly. I know that Terry Innes was excused. And one more, Megan, who else was not going to join us?
Nancy is unable to be on the call today.
Nancy's unable to be on the call. Thank you. So let's start the meeting here with a moment of silence. Thank you for that. And we can hear in the background Joan's Birds of Paradise, which make it even more special. Now we're going to go into the Pledge of Allegiance. So please join me in saluting the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Board member announcements. Board, do we have anything we want to announce? You want to miss? Thing? Okay. I think this is going to be a short meeting. We really don't have too much on the agenda, but it's a good way for us to check in and see how the summer's went and hopefully see some of the statistics and numbers. Staff announcements. Staff, do we have any announcements?
A new hotel has opened in Morro Bay. So the Morro Bluff Inn is now open. It's a 3-room inn that is located off of Dune Street on the bluff overlooking the bay. I also wanted to mention that the Morro Bay Triathlon has been moved solo and virtual this year. So they're allowing participants to complete the race anytime between October 14th and November 14th, I believe. And they download an app and are able to either complete the Morro Bay course by themselves or complete it virtually wherever they are. And then lastly, I just wanted to mention that the state park campground, so Morro Bay State Park, as well as Morro Strand, are now accepting reservations starting on Saturday the 19th.
Super. Thank you, Megan.
Can you tell us what the address of that is on Dunes? What is the address, do you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's 213
Dunes. What is that by?
It's kind of behind those condos that are overlooking the dunes there, towards the dead end street. Don't know of any other kind of landmarks over that way.
213. Okay, I'll Google it. Thank you.
Of course.
Super. Any other staff announcements? Seeing none, I want to welcome Chris Kosteka. Good morning, Chris. So we do have a quorum now, correct? Megan? Awesome. Opening it up for any public comments for items not on the consent agenda. Only for items not on the consent agenda. Do we have any public comment?
Chair Allen, we have one in the queue, but nobody with their hand raised. It is a phone-in caller, so if you're a phone-in caller and you want to speak, you need to hit star 9.
Let's give them a moment and see if they raise their hands via star 9. Okay, if there is no public comment, then we will move on with the consent agenda. Item A1 is approval of the August TBID board meeting minutes. Have we all had a chance to review those?
Yes, I did.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I shall move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Mitch seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We will approve those as submitted. Item 2, July 2020 TOT report and year over year TOT report. Scott?
I'll probably defer to Megan to run over it if you guys want to, or if you just want to ask questions, we can do that too. Whatever you prefer.
Can you just give us a 30-second summary, Megan?
Yeah, so as far as the STAR report we included there, just to compare to other locations, and I mean, it's the same kind of story in terms of the coast is performing better than inland areas and stuff like that. As far as Morro Bay specifically, we actually made more in TBID this month compared to last year of the same month. I believe that's mostly due to the inclusion of the vacation rentals. Occupancy is still down, but obviously definitely improving over July compared to the previous months since COVID. Any further questions?
No, and just to clarify, we're not marketing at all, correct?
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, in terms of what we're looking at, it's like an $80,000 drop, even with the vacation rentals included. It's pretty dismal, actually. But when you compare it, the STAR report, when you look at the STAR report, look at Pismo, and then look at us. Pismo actually beat their ADR from last year, mm-hmm. according to the STAR report. So we definitely, once we start marketing again, we need to look at who our base customer is, because Pismo hasn't been really marketing either. And so their base customer is a higher spend base customer than ours, and it's reflected in these STAR reports. It's glaringly there now, unfortunately. So, but we'll get there.
Any other comments, questions on the TOT reports? Amish, Chris, nothing? This may be the fastest meeting in the history of TOT.
I will say one thing on that. I'm surprised looking at those numbers, considering the amount of activity in town. So it appears we have a whole lot of day trippers and not as many of those staying the night as I would have expected.
Well, not only that, but the rates have been so low. I talked to a hotelier yesterday who was telling me that, some of the rates for summer, for July, they've been $89. They haven't been able to, and they're a mid rate hotel. They haven't been able to get to be able to get a response to a $99 rate. So $99 rate was leaving blank rooms. $89 rates were selling rooms. So again, it's elevating everything from the bottom up that, maybe we need to do a better job of doing, because our base customer is still there, right? You said it. It's like busy as heck in town. You can't get back from the Rock. I mean, Ken Vesterfeld's out there directing traffic, and they're all the volunteers, Bill Pierce and everyone. I mean, it's so great. But yeah, we're suffering a little bit on rate. But it's amazing how much Pismo beats our rate by. Look at that. That's good for them,
I think, I don't know how we could get the word out. Sorry about that. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think what we have to adapt to is the last minute bookings and not panicking on pricing up to that. I know that last summer, our average booking window was like 89 days out, and now it's 15 days out. So people are canceling at a much higher rate. If the hoteliers can hold their ground a little bit on rates, it may work out just fine. I think they may be panicking on their rates on people that would have spent the $99 in your example, but they're just fine with 89 too.
Yeah, the other thing about Pismo is they opened a brand new hotel right on the beach, which, you know, rates I've heard from the city manager are eclipsing $400 or $500 a night in some cases. We simply don't have a hotel that could offer that. And they're also, like, we are seeing, you know, 5 or 6 people to a room, which is able to help afford rates at that level, which is creating the same level, if not greater impact than we typically have in a summer, but not getting the return on those visitors. So I think that plays into a little bit, but I think there was a totally different strategy in Pismo than Morro Bay. But some of that's driven by the quality of the hotel stock that they have.
Yeah, it definitely looked like we had a soft summer this year, but looks like August and September might be able to pull it forward for us moving forward, as people are still traveling in a great amount right now at this time.
Yeah, and then, you know, I've spoken to several hoteliers in the past week here, and I think the good news is that this 2020 is not nearly as bad as it could have been, as we anticipated back in March and April. So I think we've all made enough money to hopefully sustain us through the year, you know, pay the bills, and we're not going to see, you know, failing hotels hit the market, we hope. So could be a lot worse, but yeah, we'll definitely look forward to, you know, better days here. Scott, did you have any other comments before we left the TOT?
Just generally speaking, we, you know, the question was asked, are we marketing? We're not. We're just doing, you know, a little bit of social media and maintaining our website for the most part. The state parks is opening their campgrounds in Morro Bay and San Simeon starting this Saturday. So just a heads up on that. We launched our trial RV camping program with, I think it's a total of 19 spots to run through probably the fall, and then do a check-in after that's over to see if that was helpful in addressing our illegal RV camping issues. The state parks is only taking reservations, so they're not taking walk-ups or drive-throughs, if you will. Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, yeah, the county is on pace for right now to move into the next tier down or up, depending on how you look at it, from purple, which closes a lot more industries, into something softer, like I think it's a red score. Correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, on it, Santa Cruz has moved into that, and I think San Diego has recently as well, which would allow for a modest amount of indoor restroom dining, or restaurant dining, and maybe a few other industries would open too.
Santa Cruz County has been in the red now for a week or two. Restaurants are open at 25% capacity, gyms, and my kids are going back to school next week, believe it or not. So it's a whole new world if you can get the, you know, positive test case numbers down and keep them there. So it's a good thing, I think, for everybody.
Yes, good point. So we're closely monitoring that. You know, the big headwinds, if you will, could be is you know, activity from Labor Day weekend. I think we're still waiting to see if that's going to materialize into some kind of peak event. And then Cal Poly welcoming students back. They've actually done a pretty fantastic job compared to what we may have seen in national headlines about other universities opening, and they're working really closely with the city of SLO and the county to stop parties from happening and super spreader events. So we may be able to move into that that new rating in the next couple weeks. And then if you're in that rating, you get to hold it for a minimum of 2 weeks and then see what happens. San Diego apparently is going back to purple, though. That's what I heard. So they had the restaurants open for a couple of weeks, and that was enough to push them back. So it's just going to be one of those things. It's an iterative process, and those that have been successful in mask wearing seems to be the biggest thing, and not allowing parties to happen or those one-off events that create super spreader events.
Scott, are you aware, is Visits Locale advertising now at all? Is the state advertising in terms of tourism?
Megan can answer that, or Amish, yeah. Sorry, Amish, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Amish, you can go.
Okay, I was just going to say, to my knowledge, I don't believe they are marketing at this time, but I could be wrong.
So my understanding is that SoCal is doing SEM at the moment, so search engine stuff, and then they are also in a co-op with the state, which is doing some online placement, as well as they started this new campaign to book now and come later, so like we'll see you soon kind of messaging. So I know that that's all going out on right now.
Okay, super. Any other comments on the TOT reports? If not, we need a recommendation to approve as submitted.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
Thank you, Amish. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Joan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We will approve as submitted. Business items, we really don't have any. My history of TBIT, I've never been in a meeting this short or that has the potential to be this short. Might be a good thing. Do we have a declaration of any future agenda items?
I wanted to get back regarding the trash issue. I've kind of been formulating a plan that I wanted to present today, but simultaneously it appears that the trash issue is kind of dwindling simultaneously since the Labor Day weekend. So if I still feel that it's something that should be addressed, then I will bring that up at the next meeting.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. That I did a little bit of research because it's been a trend that, you know, felt maybe was more base specific, and same phenomena is happening in Lake Tahoe, same phenomena is happening in England and other far off places, that people's behaviors are changing, and their picnicking habits have changed, so you're seeing trash show up where they never saw it before. And then, you know, couple that with the takeout only options, you know, it's just sort of all those factors combined and creating a pretty significant issue. So, you know, we want to make sure we're responsive to that, but also, you know, this is also running against sort of the attempts to create better recycling rates and all those things. And so we want to make sure if we make changes that we're sort of thinking long-term as well. And if we make it that much easier to throw things away, you could be creating more of an issue. In some places like Portland and Seattle have actually moved to removing trash cans, and they've seen less litter as a result, which is kind of counterintuitive. So I think we want to think both in the short term, because imagine we'll have a similar issue next summer, but also think about the long term, which may look different. So definitely getting a lot of thoughts and opinions on the matter. And so we certainly would be interested in talking with TBIT about this, kind of the long-term plan. So Chris, if you want to talk offline with me about your ideas, that'd be really helpful.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Chair Allen, excuse me.
Yes.
There is the caller in the queue with their hand raised now. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, thank you. Before we get to the caller, Scott, can I just, I know it's a little out of order here, but what is Morro Bay seeing in terms of the fires, evacuees, air quality, all those types of things that seem to be a big issue throughout the state?
Yeah, I usually when we have big fires, you know, Morro Bay is seen as a place for people to seek refuge, but the air quality has been bad in the entire state. And so I don't know if it's led to that. I think people are, you know, evacuating, probably going to the closest place nearby. You know, our air quality was horrific earlier this week. Was definitely in a much higher end range than we've seen before. And that's a function of just sort of wind direction and moisture in the air. But it's definitely improved significantly over the last couple of days. So it's really hard to tell how that's driving, because it's happening across the entire West Coast from Canada to Mexico. So it's not unlike previous fire years where you have sort of isolated fires in Morro Bay. It could be pick up people like, for instance, when there was fires in Santa Barbara a couple of years ago. So it's hard to read through the numbers to see if it's had an influence.
Yeah, I don't know about the other hotels, but there definitely seems like there's a drop off in business, you know, starting about last week or so, where, you know, different parts of the state had actually picked up because there were evacuees coming in. Anyhow, definitely something to monitor. Let's go ahead and take the caller here. Caller, if you could just state your name.
Caller, you are on the line.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear us? It looks like you're still on mute. If there's a way to unmute yourself.
AGP, do you unmute them or do they unmute themselves?
No, I can't unmute them. They have to do it. I'm asking them to unmute. But. Caller, you're on the line. You have to unmute yourself.
AGP, how do they unmute?
They, on their phone, there should be a button there that says unmute at the bottom. It should be
okay.
A microphone. So I'm going to ask them again. You know what? I'm going to promote this person to panelists, and we might have a better luck. Okay. I'm not having much luck with that either. I'm not sure what
looks like they. Yeah. They had muted it, and then they muted it back.
Okay, well, I've asked them to unmute, and I'm not having any luck. Oh, I can't promote them to panelists because they're on a phone. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for trying.
Thank you.
If there is no declaration of future agenda items, going once, going twice.
I would just like to know if Megan can maybe work with somebody over at Visit SloCal and give an update to all the hotels of all the events that have been canceled this year. I just got a notice that the Cambria Christmas Market was canceled, and I think it would be good for the hotels to know what's taking place in kind of a virtual way or a different way for their guests, and what's not taking place, and also the vacation rentals too. I don't know if they're, you know, doing anything, but if anybody has returned guests, you know, like, I don't know if the lighted boat parade is going, or whether it's up in the air, or whether they're going to do something different this year. And so those kinds of things would probably be important for the planning for the next, you know, 90 to 180 days, I would think.
Absolutely.
That's a good point, seeing if we have any influence in the holiday season. Okay, if there is no other declarations of future agenda items, anyone has anything else, we will go ahead and adjourn the meeting. I've got 9:32. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.